It's time for the 2024 Funsphere Game Club wrap-up. We're pretty sure you know the drill at this point. Thanks for listening. First, we want to talk about the games and stuff first.
Let's do games first, because I feel like we've been doing movies first a lot.
You know what, Samantha, that is a good point. So I think today we will start out talking about video games on Funsphere Game Club. Hi, I'm Josh.
I'm JJ.
Oh, I'm Rook.
I don't want to say who I am.
A crow.
It's for you to find out.
He's Link. Or Zelda.
It would be Zelda this year.
He's Zelda this year.
Wait a minute. That game didn't come out this year.
No. What game?
What game?
Star Wars Jedi Survivor. That came out last year. I don't want to say
it. Is it going by quarters? Because maybe it came out first quarter 2024.
No, this is in the month of May.
I also don't know which months are the quarters.
Okay. Well, it is that time for our annual review for 2024. And we can break it down by quarters if you want. We can talk about what games we played in each quarter of the year. Now, do you want to do the fiscal year, or do you want to do the actual year quarters?
Actual.
Fiscal.
All right.
Let's do the physical actual year.
Let's do...
All right.
If, for some reason, Earth moved, like three planets back, how long would a year be?
Quite a bit longer, and it also would be irrelevant because life wouldn't survive.
No, we're fine.
Okay. All right, now that we've got the science down, folks, let's talk about the year 2024. How was it for our gaming experiences?
Any volunteers? It was no 2023, that's for sure.
I agree, Mike. It was no 2023.
It's going to be hard to top that year.
I don't remember even what came out in 2023.
Everything.
I felt like everything came out this year.
Really? Okay.
Because so I feel like I just had too many games to want to purchase.
All right. Well, why don't you tell us about some of those you wanted to purchase, you did purchase, and that you played.
Well, I got all the ones I wanted to play.
Okay.
Oh, well, except for I haven't gotten Horizon Lego yet.
Okay.
Is that out?
I think so.
Yeah, it's out.
I got the new Dragon Age.
Okay.
That was pretty fun.
That was early in the year, wasn't it?
That was 2 months ago.
Oh.
Came out October 20th or some shit. Come here.
Gotcha. Okay. Am I thinking of Dragon's Dogma came out early in the year?
Dragon's Dogma 2. I forgot about that. Did play that.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a bit.
Okay.
One I didn't even know I wanted, Fields of Mystria. They just had their first big update for the early access. It's great. Very excited. I cannot wait for full release. There was something else I played. Oh, Marvel Rivals.
Okay. I tried that too. What do you think of it, Samantha?
My friends are obsessed with it, and everybody else is like, "Oh, it's the best game ever." I thought it was fun. I had a really hard time keeping track of what was happening. I think their UI needs some serious work. But I realized that the reason I'm not super into it is because, mm-hmm. just to compare it to Overwatch. One, I feel like Overwatch moves a lot faster, which okay. I've gotten used to, and Marvel Rivals feels really sluggish, especially if you do Black Widow and try to snipe. It's mm-hmm. like so slow between shots. It drives me crazy. There's not like there's a lot of mobility, but it's not as fast, so I don't like that. I like all the characters, but what one of the things that keeps me coming back to Overwatch is every time there's a new patch or something, they add more interactions between the characters, and there's like lore hints. With mm-hmm. the Marvel Rivals, I don't need any hints. I can look up anything I want about any of these characters, so it's all
yep.
there's like no like. There's no, it, for me, there's like nothing you can try to figure out because they've existed for like over 60 years, most of them at this point. So like.
So I'll say this, they definitely are not trying to build like the full on like media empire that Overwatch did when it first tried coming out. It doesn't, you know, they're not going to have extra comics for Rivals
no.
or TV shows or anything attempted like that. I'll say this, as someone that played the original Overwatch 1 before it went like free to play down the road and stuff like that, it does remind me a lot of that.
Yeah, there's similarities.
Yeah, and I think it like, you know, they're doing it like, hey, all these heroes are free to play from the beginning and stuff like that. I mean, I can definitely see it as a money hungry game because its marketplace is robust.
Yeah, I spent $20 on Scarlet Witch cosmetics, which I told myself I'll do this because it's like I'm buying the game.
Yeah. I can always see that, and I've done that with a lot of Game Pass games. Like if I end up liking it, I'll like, yeah, I'll actually buy this because I got the money's worth out of it.
Yeah, okay. I mean it's fun. Like I don't mind playing with my friends, but they're like going hardcore into it. And I'm like, I still can't tell who's who. Like I can't. He's like, Bucky's low. I'm like, where is he? So I need to like mess with the colors and like give everybody like thick ass outlines and stuff so I can see, because it's just. And then I have such a hard time telling when I'm taking damage. I just think that the. I mean, I know it's like just came out, so there's time. I think the UI could use a little work, and like sometimes when you're doing damage, it will just randomly stop making a noise while you're damaging yeah. someone. So you're like, is anything happening right now?
I'll also just say this, as someone that just jumps on rando, I can see the competitive area is already there, and like that's kind of what drove me out of playing Overwatch.
Yeah,
is it's there are some games that are fun to play online just as a random person, and then there's other times it's like if you're not putting in 40 hours a week of practice in this game, you are wasting your time. You're just gonna be killed 15 times.
And you won't have any fun. God, yeah. It's like Wanda is pretty easy to learn, so I've become like a one trick. But I really wanted to learn magic. And her kit is way more complicated. And there's no, like, it's all melee, too. So you, like, have to, like, there's ways her kit's about getting closer. But, like, you can't poke people from far away. And that really frustrates me.
Mm-hmm. And just a tech question. Are you playing it mostly on your PC?
Obviously? Yeah. I noticed it's all crossplay. So I was like, maybe I'll put this on PlayStation for mm-hmm. when I'm
and I was
real
gonna say,
lazy.
It does have one. I was going to say, it does have one good thing, too. It for the PlayStation players, it's like, do you want to play console only so you're not getting killed by someone on a souped-up PC? Yes, thank you very much.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
I forgot I'm on call.
Yes. That's right. The Funsphere crew is always working 24/7, nonstop.
We work and play simultaneously.
That's right. EA, but FS, it's game go.
Samantha, did you pick it up day one? Like
yeah.
the minute it came out?
Yeah, I did. I was surprised. 7 p.m.? Yeah, I was like, you can preload it on Steam. So I was like, okay. So I just did. And then as soon as I got off work, I tried it. I was like, I'm surprised I was able to get in. But I guess that's the Marvel Magic servers. Yeah, and the games are like instant, and it was nice on day one because everybody was like, what's going on? And then like some people had played the beta and they were killing everybody, but you know, yeah. It was. I still think it's fun. I just think as it goes on, people. I think it plays totally different from Overwatch, even though the map modes are kind of the same, like the objective stuff, and obviously the heroes and some of the like call outs the heroes make are like verbatim the same.
Yeah.
Be like a sniper, like they, and then. Obviously, because they're Russian, like when Magic's thank you line sounds exactly like Zarya's, because they say it in Russian, but it like sounds the exact same and it throws me off.
I gotta say, they didn't really like try to like, we're gonna revolutionize the Overwatch thing. It's like, no, we're gonna copy it 95%, and then we'll slap some Marvel stuff on top of it.
Yeah, it's, and I crack up. The destructible environments in the spawn or whatever, like you barely walk past them and they just crumble. I'm like, wow, we're so strong.
Like it's borderline almost unforgivable of a copycat game, but it's like it's just enough different that it's okay.
Yeah, it's not it's third person, so it's a totally different game.
Yeah. All right, any other games that you want to talk about?
That's the big one. I think Dragon Age was fun. It was okay. Like, I don't think it's really... The romance system sucked. But, yeah, it was pretty fun. Fields of Mystria, I stand by, is great. I cannot wait for more of that. Dragon's Dogma, best worst game. Can't wait for DLC.
It was... 1.6 this year, or was that last year?
Oh, the Final Stardew. Fantasy. Oh, Stardew 1.6 is great. I think it really. I feel like it made the game feel really complete.
But that it came out this year, right?
Yeah. Well, yes, or the end of last year on PC, but it did just come out on console.
Yeah, wasn't it February? For some reason that.
You might be right. There's no date.
Well, now I'll have to go back to that.
Yeah, it's out on console. I think it's really good. Dawn Trail, Final Fantasy. Also could have been better. It was a bit of a letdown. But it wasn't terrible.
Remind me, did you get the remaster of Horizon Zero Dawn?
I did. I've been playing it, except it's been distracting because there's some visual bug that's been fixed on PC and maybe on PlayStation. Where, like, especially, like, all the male characters for some reason are talking like this. Like, their teeth are just hella out, and I'm like, what is this? It's like they all, like, have something in their mouth and they're, like, not trying not to touch it. It's so weird. But otherwise, it looks amazing. I wish that they would implement the inventory system from Forbidden West, but they didn't. So it's the original one. I ended up getting it because it's $10 if you had the original.
It's not bad.
Yeah. I've just been playing Fallout 4 again.
Okay.
We finally watched it. It was good.
I love it. I've been rewatching it on repeat. I just kind of, it just happened. I've seen it many times now.
I was surprised how short it was.
I know.
I guess they were just not that willing to go all in at once.
I think there was something with COVID too. Like, I feel like there was some reason that their shooting got kind of messed up, but I've been like on a deep dive. And watched a ton of behind the scenes things, and I didn't like they have so many practical sets, and and then just like a lot of nuance with all the characters. Like the writing's really good. I'm excited for season two.
When I saw the vault door, I was like, that does look like a real prop, but I have a feeling it's all like styrofoam.
Oh yeah, maybe.
That'd be a huge hit to be like, you know what we're going to do? We'll just make a huge 3 to 4 ton steel door just for one scene.
Just for her, just for the shot of her leaving.
Yeah.
It is such an iconic shot in the series, though.
It definitely is. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
They filmed that in Namibia, an abandoned diamond mine.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Hmm. What diamonds were from Namibia, Mike? Do you know?
Well,
I think we both should know this, but.
Yeah, we should. The only time I've ever heard Namibia is Fly to the Conchords song.
I think my mom went there on her honeymoon.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know if she found diamonds, though. She got diarrhea, I can tell you that.
That's a different mine experience.
Their whole group got diarrhea. She was telling me they were like camping on the beach and all of them they were all dying.
I can only imagine their postcard.
The tide ran brown that day.
Oh. All right, JJ, what about you?
So I'm playing catch up now. So I picked up Metaphor. I started buying all the games that were on sale. Black Friday. So I scooped up Metaphor, scooped up Silent Hill 2.
Ooh.
But I probably won't play them until mid-2025 unless Death Stranding comes out. And going to that. So the biggest game that I played, Alan Wake 2. You guys didn't hear much from me that time, but that was exciting. And but there's a game I was talking to Mike about the other day, Mouthwashing on the PC.
I've heard about this game.
I don't have a good PC, so I have a Mac, so I can't play it yet. So I hear talks that it's coming out on consoles next year. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. But I may borrow my son's PC because it's only a 4-hour playthrough. So, or something like that, 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
So, so that might be something I want to do. But as far as games, I'm just playing catch up. I picked up Baldur's Gate, got lost in Baldur's Gate, put it down. I need to finish that. Cyberpunk. There's so many things I need to finish. And so what do? I buy a game that takes about 100 hours to beat. So,
yeah, I can totally relate. Mm-hmm.
And then I guess in January is that when the Capcom fighting game comes out as well?
Yeah, it's when the second version and the first version for Xbox will be coming out.
Okay.
Yeah, because it didn't get the original release in November.
Okay. Like the other okay. two did. So I've got a backlog of games I really need to play. And... when I did Alan Wake, I played 1 and 2 back to back, so that took up a lot of time. And then, as a palate cleanser, I always go back to college football. So that's kind of the big things I played this year.
Yeah.
And by playing, you know, get about 10 hours into them and just stop playing them for some reason. But they're all great games, though.
Did college football get that bug fixed? Like it crashed randomly or something sometimes when editing your team?
Oh, so I didn't. I never edit. I don't edit the teams. I just kind of play. The biggest bug that, at least early on, it's not a problem now, is that, you know, smaller teams were just excellent, just beating the mess out of everybody, rage quitting and throwing controllers and things like that. So so I think they fixed all that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Skid got it day one and then it, like, crashed every time he tried to edit his team. So he just... set down the controller and hasn't touched it since.
Oh. So I can't answer that. I haven't edited or built a team or created a team in the game. I just did the dynasty and my started at a smaller school, and my end goal was to get a job at Tennessee. I got a job there, and I don't want to play it anymore.
You got your life's goal. You can retire.
Yeah. Very small.
Gotcha. Okay. Mikey, what about you?
So the beginning of the year was another code recollection. That was good. I think that took a couple weeks to get through. Because it's technically two games.
Yeah.
Outside of stuff that we did specific episodes on, it was a pretty... empty year for me. I mean, I played stuff throughout the year, but it was not anything notable. Like, whenever I have nothing else to play, then I'll play, like, the GTA collection on the Switch.
Yeah.
Just little games here and there. Zelda was probably the big one for me. Mm-hmm. I guess that would be my game of the year, as Echoes of Wisdom. It was really good. And then I guess the Nintendo World Championships, which I really enjoyed, but I only played for like a couple of days before I got distracted by something else. So I hope to go back to it. And it's short and sweet little bursts of gameplay, so it's easy to come back to.
Yeah.
The real weird one for me this year, and it sucks because it's so limited that there's no one I'll ever be able to talk to about it. So I've been trying to force Angela to play it. So the story is, last Sunday I didn't take my medicine. So we just, like, whenever we have those days, it's like an extreme lazy day. So we just sit on the couch. And I usually like to, like, have something on that I can just binge watch while I'm playing something.
Yeah.
And so my Switch died. And, like, I still wanted to play something. So I got on my phone. Because normally I never really play phone games.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom pays for the, whatever the Apple subscription that comes with everything.
Oh, the Apple Arcade, okay. And all that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it included the arcade, and I was looking through stuff and I downloaded this game that was in like a high rated. It was called Sneaky Sasquatch.
Okay.
And that game is freaking incredible. Like, it has no business being as good as it is. It's like Stardew mixed with Grand Theft Auto mixed with Animal Crossing. Like, has anybody heard of this game?
No.
I have.
Sneaky Sasquatch. It's so freaking good. It's insane. But it's only on Apple Arcade.
Oh,
it's an arcade exclusive.
It.
Yeah, and it sucks because, like, so you start out the game, you play as this Sasquatch, but it's like a life simulator game.
Yeah.
And so when you start the game out, you're, like, your only objective is just to, like, survive. So you're going through and you're looting food from people. But that, like, that's the name of the game, is Sneaky Sasquatch, but that has such a tiny bit to do with what the actual game turns into. Like, pretty much immediately you can get disguises that let you just walk around and talk to people. So the only thing you have to watch out for are park rangers. And then they know who you are. And if they catch you, there's no kind of consequence. They just put you in these marked off zones within the map where it's like, they'll say, like, all right, now you go behave, but then you can go right back to doing whatever you want. But there's so many facets of this game. Like, there's tons of cars that you can buy. There's, like, all these mini games that you can do and all these missions. And there's even I was telling Angela, like, there's this arcade, and it's got several games. Kind of like, you know how Grand Theft Auto, they'll have, like, little arcade games you can play within the game.
Yeah.
So one of the games is called Arcade Simulator. And so, like, you just start out in this arcade, and you have, like, three games that you can play, and they're all knockoffs of, like, Pong, Snake, and Super Breakout, or whatever, Breakout.
Yeah.
But then you find out that in playing all these games, like, you're collecting 50. If you collect 50 tokens that you unlock through those games, you can buy this one ticket that opens a door in the basement. And the basement has, like, three rooms, and they correspond to the arcade games that you're playing. Mm-hmm. And so you have to do something within the game to unlock that stuff. to beat this game. So it's like a game within a game within a game within a game. It's nuts. But it's such a, like, everything is really polished. Everything is, like, well thought out. And it's just really fun to play. And it sucks so bad that it's just on the phone.
So when you saw the game, I know you looked at the rankings. Was it the title after that, or was it the art? What made you pick Sneaky Sasquatch out of all the options?
I have no idea. And it's not something that I ever would have. I don't know. But I'm really fortunate that I did get it, because I've already put in like 30 hours.
Oh, wow.
And I just got it this week.
Sometimes the game finds you, JJ.
It does. Like, I can't stop playing it. I'm obsessed.
That's what happened to me with Reverse 1999.
It's like the map is bigger than Stardew, though. But it's the same. It's got the same kind of vibe. It's different from Stardew because it really doesn't have a lot to do with like their character relationship kind of stuff is not part of the game. Like, you can talk to people, but there's no, like, they're true NPCs. They're not like characters in a story.
Yeah.
They're just there to fill it in. But all the stuff that you can do and all the shit that you can unlock in this game is just wild.
So I'm thinking a real life scenario, Mike. So say you're downtown, right? And you see what you think might be a Sasquatch, but in clothes. Are you going to let... I mean, I don't know how a Sasquatch would talk, but... Because you can talk to these people and you're having...
Well, you can... So you can order... You can, like, upgrade your house and order furniture and stuff. And so at the furniture store, they try to upsell all kinds of stuff to you. They're like, do you want the extended warranty? Do you want the... it's going to take several days to ship unless you get the expedited shipping. So if you don't want to pay extra for it, you have to wait several days for it to get delivered. And the USPS or whatever, like they'll come deliver the stuff to the house. And they're like, Mr. Sasquatch, is that right? And he goes like, I don't know. And they have you like sign your name on the stuff. There's so many like just bizarre details that they include in the game experience that I have not encountered in another game before.
Who taught him to read and write and speak English?
So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I was like, you know, like Marvel Rivals is a copycat game. I was like, I wonder which one's going to happen first. Are they going to do a Yogi Bear version of this game where you also have to look out for Ranger Smith, but you know, or this, or is like, are they going to resurrect Harry and the Hendersons, and that's going to be the model that they use, and you're like guide Harry through you know, helping out the Hendersons redesign their home and all that stuff.
Josh, like, I don't think either of those would happen. They're a little late.
Yeah, a little bit. But a man can dream.
Hope your dream comes true, Josh.
Who owns the right to Harry and the Hendersons? Maybe we can get that is it Disney?
You know what? I bet John Lithgow somehow owns it and will like bequeath it to the world upon his passing.
You know what? Ever since I saw him in Dexter, I can't look at him the same
way. Oh, he's terrifying in Dexter.
And just like, I didn't like seeing him in a bathtub.
And then I have to remember it's not the first villain role he's played, is it, Michael? He plays a villain in the Santa Claus movie.
With?
The guy that played Arthur in Arthur?
Why am I blanking on? Oh, yeah. For some reason, I was thinking the other Santa Claus with Tim
Allen.
That's
what I was thinking, like, too.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
No, we're talking about the far superior Santa Claus movie.
I thought the villain in Santa Claus was Tim Allen because he murdered Santa.
I need to go back and watch that. It's such a distant memory for me. I do remember loving it as a kid.
Yep.
Which Santa Claus movie?
It's called the Santa Claus movie.
Yeah, it's Dudley Moore.
Dudley Moore, John Lithgow, the guy that plays Mickey from Rocky's in it.
It's
definitely got a, I don't know if it's just like movie production in the 80s or what, but yes. It's got such a dark look to it.
It definitely does. It's definitely a 80s television movie during Christmas staple, 100%.
It has 22% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's worse than Great.
Now we have to watch it.
Samantha, this may come as a shock to you, but the movies we discuss here on Funsphere Movie Club and or Game Club when we bring them up usually aren't critically well-loved.
Mine are, and if they weren't at the beginning, they'd change their minds later.
I see.
A la Speed Racer.
Yep.
All right, so besides a mobile Sasquatch game, anything else, Mike?
It's Samantha, you're going to have to watch videos on it.
Because
I
really
know
cute.
You would love this game. You would love it so much.
Maybe I can play it
on my
iPad.
And I would love to talk to people. Ooh, I bet you could.
I'll look
just get
it.
A I'm pretty sure I have a I got a voucher for a free trial to the Apple Arcade.
Oh yeah, I'll try it. I'll see if I can get it.
No, hold on just a second. Are they locking this behind a subscription or can you pay for the game?
Yeah.
No, it's you have to get the Apple Arcade subscription.
Wow. Well, if you have a if it's a trial, I'll try it.
I'm adding it to my arcade.
It does
arcade
look
now.
Really cute.
Oh, you do have arcade?
I do. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
See, I have
yes.
one
you
of
have
these
to play
phones,
it.
Which means not Apple.
But also, remember
now
what
you
I said
can,
earlier.
I think you can play it on anything related to Apple. So if you have Apple TV, you can play it on that. And if you have
Apple Watch.
No, I don't think that.
but you mentioned you've got an iPad. You could probably play it there.
I use my iPad for reading comics and fan fiction, so I'll do and sometimes drawing.
Excellent. Excellent. So speaking of tech, I've been sitting here listening to you guys talk about your games, and I realized this year, this may be the year I've played the least video games in my entire life.
Hmm. Are you sad?
It is kind of sad. And I was like, it's just because I had so much stuff going on early in the year. And then I was busy at work. And then it's just been like project after project for all kinds of stuff. I sound like an adult and I hate myself. But
before we get into that. So the email that Best Buy sent me about the free trial, it's advertising the game. I just never opened the email.
Like I said, sometimes the game finds you, even through mass marketing, apparently. But I did realize this year I have acquired a lot of more gaming technology. So I thought I'd mention instead. Yeah. So I've been on a bit of an eBay kick again, which is always a dangerous thing for me. This year I got the PlayStation TV because I was tired of playing Vita games on my busted ass Vita, so I could then play them on my television. So that was great. And then I started looking around. I was like, wow, PlayStation VR ones are super cheap now. Like, I got one for $70. And so I did try that and played it, and I was like, oh yeah, I can see why they sell these things for $70 online now, because it's like, even PlayStation's like, there's only like 5 games we ever sold that worked with this thing. Dang. And yet they want $5.99 for the newest one. Huh. But like I said, I was like, I've stacked some technology. I told you guys I got the PlayStation View. The little handheld that works with your PlayStation 5.
What? Oh yeah.
So, like I said, I've got all this stuff, and I was like, and I've used none of it to play games this year. Besides the ones, you know, I talked about
Oh, wait, that's what you were using to play game while football.
Yes, correct. You are correct. And it does work well for that. I also looked over it and I was like, I have bought a lot of games that I was looking forward to playing and still have not opened yet or played. Like Mike mentioned, Zelda, still in the wrapping. I was like, what did I play this year? And then it dawned on me, guys. I didn't get a chance to tell you about this. I mentioned it, I think, this past summer as a coming attraction. Squirrel with a Gun came out. And let me tell you, folks, it delivers what it guarantees. It says, you are indeed a squirrel. You are indeed armed with many firearms. And it is a wonderful time. And actually, like, a pretty challenging game. And it's,
wait, when did you start this?
Like, this was maybe September, October that I bought this game.
God, so we haven't had a just open discussion of games.
No, we haven't.
A bit.
Because we've had guests and stuff like that in between.
Yeah, with their stupid choices.
How dare they come on here and provide free entertainment with their idiot choices? God. Yeah, so...
Can you guys believe that when we started, we only did specific games?
Sure can.
I'm for one, I'm glad we stopped doing that.
Yeah.
It's easier.
I think it ended up being easier for everybody, but I do sometimes think the...
Well, I like what we're doing now, where we rein it back in for a couple episodes.
It's good.
I love that this is a photorealistic squirrel with a photorealistic gun.
Yes, and you can,
through
playing the game, you can acquire cosmetics for your squirrel, like even like call-outs to other games. There's a really challenging section where you have to acquire a, let's like call it the Hurt Locker bomb disposal suit, and you must get through a minefield with it, which is a lot of fun, because... then it gives you physics and throws the squirrel everywhere.
So
actually, in it, yes.
Is the squirrel like just a squirrel who happened to find a gun, or is it some complex like an assassin's brain got put in a squirrel brain?
Nope, it is a squirrel that broke in, that fell into a spy complex and then acquired a pistol.
All right,
and then it just went on from there.
Just started blasting.
Yeah, I saw the first 10 minutes of it as the training part. It shows you how you acquire the gun.
Yes,
and, it's bonkers. It looks great though.
Yeah.
Is it on console or PC only?
It's on PlayStation. That's where I got it. So.
God, this is like the perfect comeback story for that. I don't know if you guys saw in the news a few months ago, the guy had that pet squirrel that they. Busted into his house and had to put it down to test it for rabies.
Poor squirrel, but
this is the redemption story.
This is Peanut's revenge.
Yes.
I pet a squirrel at Animal Kingdom. Yeah.
Wow.
I just
was it just a loose squirrel or was it like a part of an exhibit?
There's just a squirrel and I was like run my finger down his back. He did not care. But the squirrels at Disney, they're like clean. They're some of the cleanest looking squirrels I've ever seen. Their fur is so like nice and fluffy. Their eyes are shiny. They're living the good life.
There's probably a whole army of people that have to capture the squirrels at night and wash and dry them every morning.
I believe it. But I think also it might just be because they don't have to really worry about anything.
True.
They just have food. There's clean water everywhere. Anyway, it would be funny if one of them pulled a gun on me.
I mean, it's bound to happen. So there was that. You know, we did have the return of Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Samantha.
Did you guys realize that System Shock came out this past year? I was looking through that list that you mentioned. I had no idea.
So I was looking through the list, and I've been writing down games I need to buy so that I will never play. But I still wanted them. I was like, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff that came out this year that I'm like, why didn't I know about this? Why didn't I know about this game?
Where do you guys get your game information now? I feel like everywhere that I've tried to.
Oh, yeah. Game Informer closed down this year.
Awful.
I don't know. From you guys, from my friends, targeted ads on Instagram or Tumblr.
Yep.
Or a streamer, yep. Or an Overwatch streamer maybe talking about it.
Go ahead, JJ.
Oh, I fall asleep with YouTube on and wake up in the morning and it's so many. It's like, oh, look at this history of things. And it's usually a playthrough of a newer game.
Yeah.
I did that one time. I fell asleep watching ex-Mormon videos and woke up to a Jordan Peterson lecture. And I was like, whoa. How did it get to the exact opposite?
Sometimes it is fun to see where YouTube will go on its own. It really is.
It drives me crazy. Like I hope they fix it. The way their algorithm works, it's whatever you watched last, even if you watch like maybe 5 seconds of it, it is just gonna push content like that down your throat not return to like, oh, here's a collection of everything you've watched, so maybe you want some variety. Nope.
I watched a really sad video of a lady who rescued like this really fucked up kitten, and then my YouTube like homepage was all fucked up cats. And I was like, I don't want this. I really don't want this.
I don't remember how I got to videos about boat sinking on the Great Lakes, but man, I'll tell you, they put me to sleep like no other. They're great.
Oh, like, mine are the restoration videos.
Yeah.
It'll be like, oh, here's an old gumball machine from the 1800s.
Yep. Still got it.
Just put that on double speed, man.
Well, I was talking to Mike about some music, and I felt bad even going through a Spotify playlist to add, oh, you got to hear the song, just to completely ruin his music selection moving forward. So, I don't know. To that point, yeah, I always get, like, home studio tours. I don't know why. I looked up a recording studio at home once, and then that's all I get now.
Well, and you could, like, those steps you have to go through to change it are so convoluted, and they don't do anything. Like that, you can go in and say like, I don't want to see this, or this isn't relevant, or whatever.
Yeah, but
and it does nothing
because you're lying to YouTube, but it's still in your Google history, which feeds into that. Well.
Yep. I can't tell you how many times like I was looking for instructions for one of my woodworking tools, and now I have like a just feed of like, I don't have this. I've never looked up this piece of equipment before. No, I don't need a bulldozer. Well, I mean, I do, but
then you'll get the like the other side of it is like I'll have channels where I really enjoy watching them, but I'll get off on like something else and not watch it for a bit, and then it just disappears completely.
Yeah.
And so I'll just forget that. Oh yeah. They've got like 30 new episodes up, and YouTube just didn't want me to know that anymore.
Nope, sure didn't. But so, JJ, that's where you get a lot of your news from?
Yeah.
Back to Samantha's question.
So wake up like, oh dear, what happened?
I guess YouTube is, for me too, just because of like donkey videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it through YouTube, some through Reddit, and then...
So what subreddits?
Like video games, and then there was a YouTube channel I used to watch this, like, it's discontinued, but the online presence for it has continued, called Super Best Friends Play. They talk about all the kind of video games and stuff like that I would be interested in. And then, like, funny enough, like, I will go through the store. That's another thing. I think I spent, let's just say conservatively, 60 hours this year flipping through menus of like, all right, I'm on Netflix. What do I want to watch? Just I'll spend an hour and a half looking through stuff to watch and end up watching nothing but flipping through the menus. And I'm bad about that on game pages too. Like I will spend 30 to 45 minutes going through the sale pages and the coming soon pages. So that's sometimes where I get news about where I'm going to buy games too.
So. Oh, you'll be happy about this, Josh, but so my frustration for trying to find new stuff to watch had come to such a head that I've now just given up and will go through the all the Simpsons episodes that I, where I, because I stopped watching in around 2004.
Okay.
So I have resumed where I stopped.
Skidda.
It's not as bad as I gave it credit for. Because I remember around the time that Arrested Development was on, that's how I got into Arrested Development, was because I always watched Simpsons on Sunday. And I just shifted so dramatically towards that. And then I was like, well, Simpsons sucks now.
Yeah.
Skidda falls asleep to The Simpsons every night. He plays it on his iPad, has like this headband that is earbuds. He falls asleep to it, and he knows, he has all of the things. Like every episode yeah. by heart, just subconsciously drilled into his brain now. He knows.
I know exactly that. I've done that too with The Simpsons. Sometimes I'll torture myself and go back and watch the really good seasons and keep progressing and watching the quality of the show and the voice acting. God.
I think some of the new, more recent ones are, I feel like it got kind of bad and then it like came back up for a bit.
It definitely has some peaks and valleys, and it definitely has some valleys.
I don't know how some of the characters are still doing their voices, like
Julie Kavner is, it's horrific.
Isn't Milhouse retiring?
Milhouse, the lady that did Milhouse, is retired.
Really?
Yep, she just did. So they've got to bring it to an end at some point. Yeah, Marge no longer sounds like Marge. She sounds like her sisters. Because the lady,
that poor lady, her voice.
Yeah, and you can literally tell like which season it starts to get worse and worse and worse. Oh yeah, watching.
So let that. I guess let her and Mark Hamill be the example. Don't do voices that are a strain.
Yeah.
Because you never know how long you're going to be stuck doing.
Well, and they talked about it like, you know, they were like, hey, we did this to put our kids through college at one point. And they're just like, yeah, we get it. But your kids are now like, well, they're like, well, now we got to put the grandkids through college. So that's why they're still doing it. Oh, it's crazy. I was going to say the only two that have really kept their voices, I guess it's three of them. It's Yardley Smith will always sound like Yardley Smith. Another callback to...
Legend of Billie Jean.
Yeah, Billie Jean. And,
what, that was from The Simpsons?
Huh?
Was that from The Simpsons?
What, Billie Jean?
Hold on. No, go on.
No. Okay. I was going to say, and then Nancy Cartwright and Hank Azaria. They can still do their voices just fine. But they are all getting old. I think Julie Kavner's the oldest, and she's in her 70s.
Never mind. This is a weird-ass movie.
All right, well, now that we've got the year wrapped up, let's talk about what we're looking forward to next year, because, man, there are some games coming out that I'm excited to...
I think I know JJ and I's.
All right, well, of course, we'll get the big one out of
14,
the way.
14 years later?
14 years later, yeah.
All right, what are y'all looking forward to this 14 years later?
Go ahead, don't even know what's coming out.
Grand Theft Auto 6.
Oh yeah! Holy shit!
Was it 2012?
No, it was 2013. So
okay, so yeah, 13 years later. Yeah. God.
Yeah. I'm definitely there too. I was like, wait, is it something else? Because, like,
or 12 years.
I guess all the times that GTA 5 has been re-released, it like resets the clock.
For yeah. Me. Well, and then there was also the Video Game Awards too. So they But they didn't put any dates on any of the games that they teased, right? Because the new Naughty Dog game looks pretty...
I'm only excited for Witcher 4. I haven't played any of them, but I'm going to play a Siri.
So
three was good.
Three was fantastic.
But I didn't beat it, but I remember enjoying it.
Never played them.
Oh. Yeah, they're good. They're good. I never beat it either, so, but that's just my thing. I just like the game.
Well, it's a long ass game. There's so much to do.
But didn't they say they're right now currently building this game on a computer that is not even available to the public yet?
Bastards.
Yeah.
They probably. That looks pretty. I mean, it looked pretty cool. So we got. Yeah, we're talking about GTA. 6, we're definitely all going to be in for that. I got to say, I'm looking forward to the new Ghosts of Tsushima sequel, Ghosts of Yotai. That looks awesome. And then, of course, for a teaser, I think both me and my brother like screamed to the heavens in thanks. Onimusha returning and looks fucking hype. I've watched that trailer like 16 times already. And it's so good. I'm so, so happy that that's back. And that Capcom, again, listened to the people. They're like, hey, you guys actually do want Marvel versus Capcom. So you bought it really well. So we'll believe you that you're going to buy Onimusha again. And we'll make a cool looking game.
Is that going to be 2025?
Oh, that'll probably be 2026, if not 2027.
Okay.
If I had to guess. But it was definitely previewed. Let's see. What other games are... There's some other big games.
I'll play Monster Hunter Wilds.
Samantha, just let me ask a question on that. Uh-huh. Have you played a bunch of those games or just recently got into those? Okay. Is there enough differences in the games to actually enjoy them every time they come out? Or do you skip a generation or something?
For a while, I got like everyone that came out since the first one I played was Try on the Wii.
Okay.
And then I got like everyone that came out after that. And then I just kind of fell off. But I don't, there's always like different monsters, but there's also like, I think part of it is wanting to see your favorite armor look better. As it gets better. But
okay.
Like the settings are different. There's like the monsters that you're used to and then there's new ones. I don't know. I think it's just kind of like there's something really addicting about it. It's really grindy and you're basically just grinding for better armor or weapon upgrades. So there's really... If you like take a step back, there's not much point to any of it, but it's fun. And you can like play with, and it's fun playing with your friends because especially since you can kick them in the mm-hmm. shin, which is always good, or pick them up and throw them.
I was gonna say I'm looking at the list now. JJ, you mentioned Death Stranding too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's
on the beach.
On the beach. I was going to ask Mike if you played it any further, but I think Sneaky Sasquatch kind of...
it took over.
I was going to say, what if Death Stranding 2 on the beach is just a huge swerve and it's just a sequel to like DOA Extreme Volleyball?
That's what I was just thinking. The anime beach episode, Death Stranding. I saw Kojima at the Game Awards make a point to hug Ella Purnell, and then everybody in the comments was like, did you scan her? Drop the PDF of the scans. Eye roll.
Have they said anything about if the gameplay is going to be the same as the first one, or is it going to be... I can't imagine you're going to be doing package delivery again, right?
Two packages instead of one.
This one's in space, isn't it?
I think it's in Mexico, right?
Mexico space.
Space, I mean, Mexico, same thing.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. They have a like you actually have a camera in it, and they were showing some of the people posing in the game. So I have no idea where this game is going. But I will buy the collector set like I did with the other one. There's a box like this big. I'm going to show it to y'all once we mic down. But this thing is ginormous. It came little plastic baby.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, and then I'm just going to mention a couple others, and then I'm gonna make a challenge to somebody. Mm. Okay.
Wait.
So, oh, I did want to say, Josh, it is now, at the time of this recording, December 15th, and we still haven't heard an official announcement about Switch 2.
Oh, right. No,
no. You were convinced was going to happen.
That's true. Well, there's still...
Josh is always wrong.
Well, you know what? Every time I'm wrong, though, something really good happens, so I will continue to be wrong. I was going to say, we got the Metal Gear Solid Delta, the Snake Eater remake is coming out. That's going to be really
cool. Oh, yeah.
All right, and then Mike, here's Mike.
Prime 4.
Fields of Mystery, full release.
I'm sorry, what was that, Samantha?
Fields of Mystery, a full release.
Okay, all right. So, Mike... I'm going to say it right here, right now. So, you mentioned December 15th, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it. Metroid Prime 4 will not come out in 2025. And if
I'm sure it won't.
If it, I was going to say, and if you wanted to take the argument that it would, I would be willing to buy your copy if it comes out this year.
No, it's of course it's not.
Dang, Mike, why don't you just lie and get a free copy, maybe?
Yeah.
Well, what's the point?
You're not going to lose anything. You're either going to buy your own or Josh is going to buy it for you.
Yeah.
Well, just we have 4 years of recordings of us debating whether or not Prime 4 will come out this year. Prime 4 will come out this year. Prime 4 will come out this year. Mike is always the option.
No, we just wanted, it wasn't a matter of when it came out. We just wanted information.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it was nothing but a freaking title
screen
card.
That's okay. Enough, isn't it? Those hints. Did you turn the brightness all the way up?
Well, that, and they made a press release about botching the game development so bad that they were giving it to the hands of Retro.
Yep. They literally, what was it, Namco that had it first?
No.
Who was it?
That was,
was it not Namco Bandai that had it?
Bandai.
Maybe. I don't remember.
Oh, there's a new Mafia game coming out. The old
You
country.
Like the Mafia.
Milk is a connected cat.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that's a pretty good summary of things for the year 2024 and some stuff we're looking forward to in 2025. So, of course, we all look forward to our listeners coming back to see what we get excited for next year. And we thank you all for being here and listening to us in the year 2024.
Yeah, thank you. I'll even make a Blue Sky account for us.
There you go.
I forgot. I got new Paradise Killer lore.
Because
I asked them, I blue skied at them, I threw butterfly at them, and said, how do I figure out which god sign that I'm born under? Like, how do we figure that out? And then the person who runs their Twitter account asked the lead developer, and he said that it's based on location, not year. So if a god was in control of a certain territory when you were born, that's the god whose sign you're born under. And two people can be born in the same spot, but in different years, because the territories were changing hands all the time. And that's how that, but he didn't give me a list of that, so I guess we can just make it up.
Well, with that stunning revelation, I think we'll say goodbye here, folks.
Bye. Funsphere exclusive. Bye. Paradise Killer news. Bye.
You heard it here first.